Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Daryl.
What did I do now?
You didn't do anything.
Yeah, that sounded like you did something bad.
No, I just, I feel...
That was the...
Daryl.
No, Daryl,
flashing back to mom and dad when you were a teenager.
I feel pressure for you. Go ahead.
Bracing to get scolded here.
Yes.
No, there's no scolding. I just, Daryl. I appreciate the fact that you're coming on with us knowing that Kevin Stefanski is right around the corner here, right?
I got my eye on the window.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. All right.
It's about 1 o'clock. He should mosey into the the room.
As long as he does. And we'll carry that live, too. Daryl, just I know that if I want more information from you, I will listen to your podcast, which I think you are absolutely phenomenal on. The guy you're on with is whatever. But I always like listening to It's Game Day in Cleveland. I always appreciate that. You do a really nice job on that show.
Click.
Daryl, thoughts on this week's game? Just going into this thing, where is the team healthy, fresh? I mean, I think about them going into this game, and I feel like they should be the favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're healthy. Everybody practiced on Monday, with the exception of Myles Garrett being excused for personal reasons. But, yeah, I mean, it appears they're healthy. They'll be on the field this afternoon around 1:30-ish. We'll take attendance and notify folks accordingly who is and who is not participating. And, of course, we'll get a first official injury report. But just based on what I saw Monday, my expectation is that they should have full participation from the entire 53-man roster.
Your comfort level with the help of the health of the offensive line. Conklin good to go? You think Jedrick Wills, there are no issues there? I know he was hampered all last year by his ankle. You think they're fine?
To be determined. Kevin Stefanski said Monday that he wanted to see how Conklin came out of that practice, and then, you know, can he stack some practices together? So certainly not ruled out yet. Stefanski did say that there's a chance that he's going to play. So it's wait and see. I mean, I'd love to tell you yes or no either way, Jeff, but yeah, it really is wait and see.
Do you think this is the fourth team in the AFC North? We've been talking about that all morning, and it's just, we listen to all the national folks, and you know, I'm listening to the power rankings that have been coming out, and we were talking about Pro Football Talk had them behind the Steelers. I felt halfway decent about this team since they've committed and understanding that Jacoby Brissett's going to be the starting quarterback, but are they the fourth place team in the AFC North when this thing's all said and done?
They might be. We'll see. I mean, I think Pittsburgh's the fourth team, but every time I bury the Steelers, they rise from the dead and are a major problem. So, but I think the Browns are better than the Steelers, quite frankly. Cincinnati, in my view, is the team to beat. I think Baltimore is right there lockstep with them, even with all the Lamar Jackson drama that is going on or might, subside now. I think that right now Cleveland would be number three just based on the fact that their starting quarterback's not allowed to play for 11 games. By the way, passing along the pre-practice injury report, just told Jadeveon Clowney will not practice today due to an illness. So just passing that along.
The Browns did not bring in a wide receiver of note after everything going on. Okay, that's fine. That must mean they're really confident in Donovan Peoples-Jones, in David Bell, in somebody else, Daryl. Your confidence level in those guys and their ability to help the offense this year?
It's not great. just because there's not a lot of experience there. So I don't have a lot of confidence just because it's unproven. The collective experience that they have among these four kids behind Amari Cooper is the average of what Amari Cooper averages per season. So I don't have a lot of confidence because I just don't know what to expect. It's an unknown, unproven quantity for me. So I think you're asking an awful lot of these young kids. These are third and sixth round draft picks. I can't emphasize that enough. These are not first and second round picks. These are third and sixth round draft picks that you're counting on. So we'll see if Andrew Berry is smarter than the rest of us, which still, he probably is.
Still any time to bring somebody in, Daryl, in the next week or two?
They're not bringing anyone in.
Okay. Right.
At least not right now.
Daryl, could you say that with some confidence? Like I hear a little hesitation in your voice.
They're going to bring someone in. They would have done it already.
It's a podcast joke right there.
Why? Jeff didn't feel like he was a part of the joke. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Let's do a little
It wasn't
party.
It at all.
That's what I felt. All right. Just making sure.
In his defense, he's not on the podcast. So
Jeff, you are welcome to be on the podcast anytime you want.
It's all right.
Anytime you want.
That's okay.
All right. So let me.
I do the click, click, click. That's my contribution.
You're good. There's a joke I can't tell. So the question we opened the show with, Daryl, was the Browns season goes well if ... Answer that. The Browns season will go well if
Jacoby Brissett plays above expectations.
Above. Not even at expectations. Above.
Above. Okay. Yeah.
Can he?
Sure. Absolutely.
Let's play that same question on defense. The Browns season goes well if the defense.
If the Browns secondary remains healthy, because I think they have one of the best secondaries in the NFL. So I think if the secondary remains healthy and all of those pieces and parts are available to Joe Woods week in and week out, then I think it's going to be a very fun defense to watch.
Rookie year, rookie head coach, Kevin Stefanski comes in, does a great job. That puts pressure on year number two. Your quarterback gets injured. Year number two doesn't go very well. Year number three, I think, is more pressure-packed and full of expectations for the head coach than any other year, and the issues are bigger with Deshaun Watson being out and Jacoby Brissett being your starting quarterback. Are you confident that Kevin can scheme some things offensively, Daryl, get this thing moving? Because I think he's in a tough spot this year.
I think you go back to what you did in 2020, and that is the Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt offense. The key, though, to that being successful is the Browns' ability to play from ahead, whereas last season the COVID and injuries and whatnot had some availability issues in the backfield, plus the quarterback was banged up as well. But the playing from ahead in 2020 just allowed them to demolish teams using Nick Chubb for a couple of series, give him a breather, put Kareem Hunt on the field. And it was a constant battering ram. And then come the fourth quarter, they were able to deliver the final knockout blow with those two backs. And I think that needs to be the formula for them this year, is to really go back to that. I asked Nick Chubb today, if it's his expectation that that's what they go back to or whatever. And he basically said, yeah, I'd love to go back to that. He'd love to have Kareem Hunt on the football field with him at the same time. But I don't think it's an accident, setting talent aside. I don't think it's an accident that they kept five running backs on this active roster when they cut this thing down to 53. So while I don't expect Kevin Stefanski to tip the hand about what his ultimate plan is, but he has shown the ability to pivot and to adapt and to just deal with a mountain of mess in his time as head coach of the Browns. And it's continuing this year because the franchise quarterback that they gave $230 million to is not allowed to play for the first 11 weeks of the season. And so as a coach, you kind of have to treat that kind of like an injury, that Deshaun got hurt and is missing time type thing, right? From a mental standpoint. So He's had to deal with a lot in his time as head coach. And quite frankly, look, I think that he has done a very good job adapting to it. So I would like to see, for the Browns to be successful this season, them to really try and get back to that formula that they used in 2020 that helped them win 11 games, and that is really play from ahead early and then use your running game just to wear the opposing defense down so that come the fourth quarter, they're just completely gassed and you're able to pull away.
Gerald, here's a fun one. Kevin Stefanski will be judged on what this season?
I mean, obviously the final results, right?
Right.
I don't subscribe to the thinking that he's on the hot seat by any stretch of the imagination. I don't know how you can do that when he doesn't have the franchise quarterback available to him for a full season. And again, he has shown his ability to adapt and be flexible. He's a great representation for the organization when he's out in front of the cameras and microphones. Yeah, he doesn't say a lot. He plays it close to the vest, but he does present himself well. So the only way that I think that there's any concern there is if behind the scenes, which does happen in this building, let's be honest about it, if behind the scenes, you know, conflict arises between him and the front office. But he and Andrew Berry, quite frankly, seem to speak the same language. They seem to see the game the same way, so to speak. That's not to say that they agree on absolutely every single thing, and the best organizations don't agree on absolutely everything. But I think that they have a very good working relationship. So I don't subscribe to this theory that he potentially could be on the hot seat if this season does not meet expectations for fans.
Daryl, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Look forward to hearing your next podcast. It's always game day in Cleveland. Thank you, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
Thanks, Daryl.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.